Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Hello, this is Bex.
Hello, this is Luke.
This is Dale. You're listening to Big Brother's Big Ears.
Whenever I'm listening to radio, it's always on.
Big Brother's Big Ears. Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
Welcome to the show.
Big Brother is listening.
Whoa, I hope you're watching on the webcam tonight because there's going to be lots of movement. Wow, what a huge Friday night. Nicole is gone with the biggest majority vote in the entire history of Big Brother. Get this, right? 94% of the public vote. That is hardcore. She is gone.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Unbelievable. I'm so honoured that Nicole's broke the all-time record on my first ever Big Ears.
I'm Gemma Kearney and this is Big Brother's Big Ears. Everything you need to know about tonight's Big Brother, all in one handy show. Ready to download onto your computer via iTunes. Ears not... Let's start again. Ian's not here tonight. Are you surprised? No, I'm not. I'm joined by DJ, presenter, talent spotter, superstar and all-round Big Brother mentalist, Sam Hall. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Gemma.
Are you all right?
I'm very good.
Good. I'm really excited, actually.
So what?
My heart is beating. If you want to talk to us tonight, here's how you do it.
Hi, this is Luke. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. You can send us your messages by texting EARS followed by your comment to 83188. That's 83188. Text a charge at user's standard network rate.
As Gemma is doing the important bits this week, I'll be taking over the website duties, making sure your comments, texts and emails are given a voice. Get on board if you want to be part of the show. In the meantime, Nicole is the 13th person to exit the Big Brother house. Are you glad to see the back of her?
I reckon, yes. I think a lot of people are glad to see the back of her. 94% in that bandage and everything. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Now Nicole has gone, will there be an end to in-house arguments? Will there?
No, never.
Only two more weeks to go. Who's your money on to win Big Brother 9?
Mm.
Let us know what you think.
Sorry, I had a quick flip then. If it's the first time you've checked out the show, here are five reasons why you should have a listen in the next hour. Number one, we'll be speaking to tonight's evicted housemate, Nicole, the worst ever, apparently, very, very soon. We've got Aisling, a.k.a. Amy Winehouse's best mate from Big Brother 6. She's going to give us the lowdown on how to survive the last few weeks inside the house. We're also going to hear from Big Brother and Little Brother's latest hosts, Ricky and Melvin. I really fancy Ricky, by the way. We've got comedian Nathan A. Thomas. Tells us what he thinks Mohammed should do to get out of jail. Plus, we'll play the choiciest, juiciest bitchy cuts from inside the eye of the Big Brother storm.
So, what's been going on in the house since Tuesday?
What has been going on?
Big Brother is listening.
One, two, three, four, five. Awful. Do it again.
And a lot of people say to me, for 40, I look, what, 30?
Like Sarah, go into the diary room and talk all this talk about me, whether it's good or bad.
Things are just... Are you on about now?
Darnell.
Yeah.
Michael, you are sick of the dump.
You
could quite happily live in the garbage bin.
I think it will be pretty funny if I don't get the luxury bedroom. That would be more entertaining.
I didn't get my hair rollers.
There's been a lot of... A hell of a lot of falling out today. It's been a lot of niggles.
You don't support me enough. That's the one thing you don't do. You don't care about what I do. You just think I'm just some housewife.
They are charging us rent on the bedrooms.
What?
Yeah. It's £15 for B block and it's £150.
Get back in B block then.
Extremely charged. For a 33-year-old...
You're like a little kid.
A 33-year-old man picking on a 19-year-old girl. You should be ashamed of yourself. What's it to do with?
I don't want to argue.
What's it to do with them?
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Text Big Brother's Big Ears, 831-88. Start your text with the word ears, followed by your message.
call us now on 0871 200 1048. I think that's one of the first times I've properly, seriously listened to Luke's contact us now. He's like, what did he say? 831 88. It's like
national calls.
Thanks, Luke. You've got a big, long career ahead of you. I really, 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 really hope. Ian actually loved Luke. They exchanged phone numbers and everything. Let's talk about.
That's disgusting.
Let's talk about what's been going on tonight in the Big Brother house. Oh. Rex, Nicole, what's your opinion, Sam?
Rex and Nicole? Mm-hmm. Isn't it obvious? Oh, dearie me. How long is that going to last?
I really hope not long. It's just very painful. But I've got a feeling she's going to be one of those clinger honours.
Oh, I don't know. There was a realisation in her eyes, literally, like her best bits. And it was just awful and something. That little twinkle slipped and you could see her 19-year-old dreams being shattered. And I'm like, oh, you poor girl.
It's true. As she was watching her best bits, which were like all absolutely awful. They were not best bits. You could kind of see her coming to many realisations.
Yeah.
There's a few things she needs to
changing.
Sort out.
Yeah.
We've got Jennifer on the line. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you? You all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you enjoy the show tonight?
I really enjoyed this show. She got booed really bad.
I
felt a bit bad for her, but she was awful. Her and Rex together, really bad couple.
It's true. I don't know how awful she actually is.
Exactly. I think both of them put together very negative and they're not that good.
That's the thing.
But the thing is, she did come into the house thinking that he might have cheated on her, so I think that was eating away at her a bit.
Yeah.
That would be so hard.
Yeah, because you want to have it out with your boyfriend there and then, and she couldn't.
Yeah.
So it was niggling away at her, and she was getting more and more frustrated and more and more angry. So as soon as he gets out, I feel quite sorry for him.
What would you do, Jennifer, if you were in her position?
If I was in her position, I wouldn't have gone in anyway, because I just think with what I heard, I wouldn't have bothered to go in. But if I did, I would have enjoyed it. I really would have enjoyed it. There's no point going in just to be negative and come out and get booed. You've got to make the most of it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah. They've only been together, like, what, a year, though, and she's only 19. You know,
I
keep trying to sort of be like, oh, come on, let's root for this girl.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Her hair tonight as well. But you know.
Her hair was not great. I'm not going to lie. I don't think she expected to be as negative as it turned out. You know, I don't think she knew what to expect. But it's made them both look not so great. And I do feel sorry for her. Yeah, I've been slating her for the past couple of weeks. But seeing that was hardcore and it was quite painful.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win, Jennifer?
I think I quite like Mikey because he just tells it how it is.
Yeah.
And to be fair, actually, I did quite like Rex at the beginning because he was quite honest and open and he did make me laugh. But as soon as Nicole came in, he just became really bitter
twisted,
and awful.
Twisted, wasn't he? Like, totally different person.
Yes, yeah. I think either Lisa or Mikey.
Okay, I used to fancy Rex.
Yeah,
I can't believe that.
I fancy Mo more than I fancy Rex.
Oh, no, not after what he did the other night. I can't
imagine,
no.
Oh, man, let's not go there. I really can't talk about it again. I will actually puke.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you for calling in, Jennifer. Have a wicked Friday night.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Especially for Jennifer, I'm going to play this wonderful Mikey moment.
He stuffed the pickled egg right up my nose.
That was Mikey talking about stuffing a pickled egg somewhere I don't even know. And we got Nick on the line. Hello, Nick. You all right?
Hi. Hiya. Yeah, hi.
That's what we like, an upbeat caller. Tell me what you think about tonight.
Good. Yeah.
What do you think about tonight?
I've just called in to talk about the twist Davina revealed at the end with Mario.
No.
I think that is absolutely fantastic. Because I'm a big man. Big Mario supporter like you guys down there, and I think it's absolutely amazing that he's decided to do that with Lisa on air.
Do you think
but
she'll
I
say
really
yes?
Hope that, I hope she does, yeah. I mean, but how could you refuse on TV, really? I mean, who was the first evictee?
Stephanie.
Yeah, Steph, she couldn't refuse to him, so I don't think Lisa can.
That's true. I mean, it's not really fair, is it? I don't know how fair it is. Even if you're in a really loving relationship, you decide to go on Big Brother, it's your own choice, fine. Yeah. Is it fair to back your partner into a corner, live on air, to one of the most popular TV programmes, Will You Marry Me?
I'm wondering, do you think they'll get married on air?
Probably.
Like, that day?
Well, I'm going to the eviction party.
Amazing.
Go on.
There'll probably be some sort of E4 spin-off, no doubt. The Mario and Lisa Married wedding Life. Special. That'd be great. Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic.
I do always we sometimes in the Big East Studio, we get some of the ex-housemates from like a few years ago. And they always they always say, I wish I was back in. I wish Big Brother lasts forever. And I always say, if they built a Big Brother city for you to live in for the rest of time,
amazing.
Would you do it? And they say yes.
German Big Brother's like that, though.
Really?
Yeah, like people have like got married in the house and stuff. Yeah, and like someone got pregnant in the house.
Didn't they build a village? Mm.
Yeah, no, it went on for years and years and years. It was very twisted.
I don't know quite what to think about that. This whole
German Big Brother.
This whole Big Brother experience has turned me quite insane. Even Davina looked insane tonight.
It's a bit witchy.
It's been exciting. Didn't Davina look quite crazy tonight?
What was she wearing? Was that some sort of ripped up bin bag? You know, I love Davina, but...
Well, I think it was a matter of Dracula, shirt with the billowing hair and the nervous twitch in her eye and then the cut-off trousers.
It just
wasn't working. Something wasn't gelling there.
I don't want to diss
Davina. She's fantastic.
I don't want to diss Davina. Actually one of my gods, but she did look... craze this evening, and she's a big fan of Big Ears.
This is Davina McCall, and all summer I'm going to be listening to Big Brother's Big Ears only on channel4.com/Big Brother. It's where you want to be.
So thanks very much for calling, Nick.
Gemma.
Yeah, go on.
Just before I go, could I say that I've just launched a podcast?
Yeah.
And it's on the iTunes store under the name Wootcast.
Okay.
Wootcast.
A bit of a quick plug.
if you don't mind. Yeah, thanks.
You've done it now.
Wootcast.
Thousands are listening
well.
And probably downloading right now. Good luck with your podcast,
Brilliant.
Nick.
Thanks for that.
See you later.
Bye.
Good luck with Ian.
Oh, thank you. It is hard sometimes. It's nice to have a girly show. I'm very happy to have Sam here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
See you later.
Thanks, Gemma. Thanks, bye.
I got really nervous then when he said, Gemma, can I ask? I was like, whoa.
Well, I didn't know what his podcast was going to be for. I'm like, I hope it's not rude podcast.
I was just scared. I thought he might diss me. Anyway, he was all right. We liked it. It's such a big night tonight. We're getting so close to the end of the series. I can't believe it. After tonight, there's only 4 Big Ears show left until the very end. I'm going to have to leave my Uncle Ian. Mm. Oh, my mum came into the studio last week.
Oh.
She didn't actually come in like on air, but she was watching the shows of me and Ian, and she brought handmade cards for me and Ian.
Oh, bless your
from
mom.
My dog. From my dog saying, Ian, I'm your biggest fan. Lots of love, Mackie, which is a little Westie. Weird. Thanks for that, Mum. You embarrassed me for all time.
I love you, Gemma's Mum.
So we want to get through as many of your questions and comments, yours, not my mum's, tonight possible, starting with...
Nikita, 71, says, Lisa looks pretty.
I think Lisa looks pretty. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Mrs. Lovett says, what, pretty awful in her porno aerobics outfit?
Uh-oh.
I think that's a little harsh. Yes, maybe a bit heavy on the lip liner, a bit like Pamela Anderson, aka 1992, but...
It is very 90s.
Very 90s.
All very Eurovision.
90210. In a couple of minutes, we'll be speaking live to tonight's evicted housemate, Nicole. First, though, let's hear what the Big Brother Hardcore have been saying about the housemates at Elstree today.
Big Brother is listening.
Nicole's been getting on my nerves, and I'll tell you why. It's majority of it is her face, to be honest with you. She's got a face like an absolute slapped ass 9 times out of 10.
I thought Mikey was fantastic. I thought it was very unfair of Nicole and Rex, the way they were with Mikey.
Moe in a bogey. I would have done it for a cider if I'd been in there that long. I'd have it more than a bogey in there. Put me in there, I tell you.
Great, none of them. I wanted Luke.
None of them.
I don't want none of
don't
them.
Don't like any of them this year. First year, don't like any of them. The person been getting on my nerves is Nicole because I think she's selfish. She's too up herself.
The person who's been getting on my nerves is Nicole.
Rex, I kind of didn't like him from day one. Just before Nicole came in, I started liking him. Then Nicole came in and now I can't stand both of them. Really, they're doing my head in.
Mo definitely needs to go. I'm not being funny, but anybody desperate for a drink, you still don't eat a bogey just to get a drink.
Cat all the way, she's brilliant. Cookie!
I think Darnell's gonna pip it at the post.
Ginger's raw.
Ginger's raw.
Oh yeah.
And it's Danielle's hen night.
I love there, but they were good people. So as you know, Ian is off tonight, and I am joined in the studio by Sam Hall, aka DJ Goldie Rocks. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
For all those people who don't know who you are or what you do, you've got 10 seconds to justify your appearance on Big Ears tonight. Go.
Because I'm cool. I'm an international DJ.
Whoa, whoa, big
I
up, big up, big up.
I came from Leeds early this morning. I missed out on Reading Festival tonight just to be here because I love Big Brother.
That is
that
hardcore.
Much.
That is hardcore. You get a special big up.
Big up. Bigger,
yeah. Remix.
They were talking about how Mo ate a bogey this week.
Oh,
Mikey's bogey for a cider, right? You're pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
You're saying you're very cool. How cool are you? Would you eat a bogey for a drink?
Whose bogey was it?
Mine.
Your bogey?
Yes.
Gemma, I'd always eat your bogeys.
Yes.
Oh, you've got nice bogeys. No, but I wouldn't
no.
eat Mikey's bogey.
No matter how hardcore it got.
Well,
the
thing is, though, a cider, you know, I might, if I was really desperate, a glass of champagne.
Oh,
but a cider
it's like
wrapped
that,
in white paper?
It?
No, no. It ain't worth
the
it.
Sanitary tools, look, the sanitary tool. That's pretty much what it was. The sanitary towel ball.
It's all right. They're not used. It's disgusting. No,
it's all a bit rank in there.
It's just, I think...
You always notice, like, really rank things.
It's getting towards the end now, you know. Things are just getting a little bit worse for wear.
What do you make of this series of Big Brother so far?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it. It's my favourite one so far.
Have you been... I saw you with your Heat magazine.
Oh,
earlier.
Yeah. You're my Heat magazine, Star magazine, reading Chanel Big Brother 9 column.
I love it.
God.
What do you reckon about Nicole being evicted tonight?
Not surprising, to be honest.
Mm.
I don't know. I came in with my guns blazing this evening. You know, I was all ready to slate her.
Yeah.
And then, as I said earlier, there was that change. There was that thing in her eye that just went.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, you poor lamb. You're not a bad person. You're just a bit young.
It's
and
true.
Immature.
Anyone knows a relationship generally is quite difficult at times. That's the way it goes, as Jay-Z said. He did say that. I read that. It's true. My producer's shaking her head. What are you talking about? But doing that on air to loads of people when it's not that happy anyway, it's going to be hard.
I just think, oh, I don't know. I think, silly girl, you made the wrong decision.
She definitely did.
She's going to be waking up every morning with that, oh no, what did I do? She's going to be having that for years.
Yeah, it's not even like...
Not a drunken night's adventure.
She's got that feeling for the next couple of years, and I do feel sorry for that. And she had to watch it back, and you can see her just like...
Just cringe and go into herself and into herself in a horrible bandage dress.
Rex, going out with Rex. Would you go out with Rex? How awful must that be?
No.
No. Simple as that. You would not go out with Rex.
I don't think I'd even be friends with Rex, to be frank.
No?
No.
I've met people that were friends of his. And apparently, nah.
No.
Not that nice.
No.
How do you reckon you would cope with the booze?
Oh, God. That's the key thing. Like, I wouldn't. I'd just cry and run back in the house.
Would you?
Let me back in!
That came into my mind as well. It's like, what, how would you, you know, you might want to just run away. You can't get away.
No, I just...
Unless you go through the booze. We got Deborah on the line. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Girly show again tonight. We like a bit of a girly show. How are you?
Yeah. I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm good. Got my baby to bed, so I thought I'd have a listen.
We'll try not to be too loud then, because I can get louder and louder sometimes. It just happens.
Oh, no, she's fine. She's sleeping for a bomb.
So you're a Nicole fan?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a fan. I think I've been pretty cringy watching her this week.
Mm.
But, just being in that situation, I think, you know, after having all people, do you know what I mean, eyes on her from, you know, the minute she walked in the house. I mean, obviously she chose to go in there. But and I think going out with Rex in the first place would put you on a downer to start with, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
I think that would send me a bit, make me a bit depressed having to stare at him every day. I don't know.
Did you see what he was doing earlier when he was, like,
know.
Kind of humping her?
Oh, he's just... I'm wondering, though, is that his, you know, is that his love-making face? That kind of like...
Ah! That was a bit scary.
Well, it does make you wonder, though, don't it, really? Or does it, though? No, I don't know. Oh, no.
No, never.
So you don't necessarily like her, but you do feel a bit sorry for her, yeah?
Yeah, I was just watching her when Davina was interviewing, and I just thought, you know, maybe she's sort of thought about it now, and she's sort of thought, well... You know, I think I made a bit of a big mistake.
Is that big, like, sorry at the end? I'm sorry.
That was...
Yeah. But I think it's the realisation that she's, you know, she now knows how much the public hate her as well. And she's got to walk out in public, do you know what I mean, in front of people. And
God.
I think that's sort of slapped her in the face
they
a bit.
They just don't... They, you know, everybody's like, oh, they know what to expect. It's Big Brother 9, but they don't really.
But she never set out this is a thing. She probably just got asked on a whim and she decided on a whim rather than, you know, spending months auditioning and stuff
it's
like hard. That.
Yeah. I don't actually think she likes Rex. I really don't.
No, she doesn't think she looks repulsed
really
by
don't.
Him.
I really don't. She did. She looked like she was, like, throwing up in her mouth every time he kissed her and... It was really hard to watch because I just thought, you know, well, how he made out how he felt about her.
I know. Mm. My princess, my darling, my loved one,
you're
I miss so much.
Rude to and cruel
and then she
to.
Gets there. Quickly, what did you think of her dress? Good or bad?
It sort of looked like what you'd line a lampshade with.
Exactly.
Perfect ending comment. Exactly. I've got to let you go now, Deborah. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank
Have
you.
Have a good
Night.
Rest of BB9. Yeah. See you later.
I will.
We got Paul on the line. Hello, Paul.
Hiya.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, you.
What do you reckon about tonight's eviction? Happy, sad? I'm guessing you're happy because most of the nation seems to be.
I was really happy, and especially that she broke Caesar's record. But then when she was crying, I felt really bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you vote for her? Mm. You made
her
cry.
Yeah, I actually did for the first time for a few weeks.
Did you?
The last time I voted was to try and save Luke, but I gave up then.
Are you a big Luke fan?
Oh, yeah, I loved Luke and Bex. They were the best this year.
What's going on with them now? Does anyone know?
No.
They got married and then they didn't get married and then they were in the paper naked
together.
I think
there's rumours that they may be going in this week into the house.
Oh, maybe that's what Davina was talking about for the Wednesday surprise.
Ta-da!
It's going to be good.
Maybe.
It's going to be good. Who do you reckon is going to win?
I think actually Lisa or Sarah could do it now. They're coming
you know
up
what?
From behind, especially in the betting.
Yeah. Do you know what? I really, really agree with you. It's one of those two. Mm. I like them both for different reasons. Like Lisa is just totally crazy but totally funny.
Yeah.
Sarah is...
She's great. She's amazing.
Sarah, I was so not keen on at first. I thought, why is she being such a flirt? What's going on here? And then, like, she just... kind of got a bit more comfortable and is really quite funny and I like both of them. I definitely think Lisa or Sarah.
Lisa's Kim. Definitely a grower.
Yeah.
Definitely a grower.
I definitely. What do you reckon about...
I think Darnell's really helping Sarah.
That's another thing I was going to say. What do you reckon about Darnell?
By him treating her the way he is, I think he's losing popularity and making her look better. And it's the wrong time to do it for him because it's coming into the last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He's been a bit mean.
So,
I don't know. Is
I don't
that sanitary towel
win
ball
anymore.
Thing? It's freaked me out. Freaked me out.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Thank you very
Can
much.
I just give a shout.
Yeah, go on. Quick,
Can
quick, quick,
a
quick,
shout
quick.
To Harriet and Claire, please.
Okay, I'll give them a special big up.
Big up,
up Harriet
up,
and
up,
Claire.
Up, up.
See you later, Paul. Right, we've got Kerry on the line. Bye bye. Hello, Kerry.
All the way from Ireland.
Hello, hi, Paul.
Oh.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, this is very exciting. An international show. What did you reckon about tonight's show, Kerry?
Oh, well, it was, you know, Nicole had to go, like, at the end of the day, definitely. And Lisa stayed. Woo! Lisa to win.
Yay!
Yes. What do you reckon about Lisa, Sam?
I love her. I think she's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And her outfit tonight, perfection.
Have you had any makeup tips?
Oh, that was something else. I can't believe what she was wearing. That's the best one yet, definitely.
What, Nicole or Lisa?
So funny.
Lisa.
No, oh, right. Lisa's outfit.
I'm getting confused because people were talking about both of their outfits. Nicole's dress was a bit...
Oh,
people,
no.
Some people were saying on the forums that it looked like a bandage.
Well, you know what to expect.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Yeah, she was inspired by all the Michael Jackson bandages earlier on, you see. So that
it's
was
true.
It was.
It's true. What do you think about the latest twist about Mario going in and proposing to Lisa?
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll be able to sleep until Sunday. I'm so excited.
Oh, just had news.
Yes,
oh. Quick news.
Hold up.
2 minutes till we speak to Nicole live.
What do you reckon we should say to her, Kerry? Any last minute ideas?
I don't know. Just give her a bit of advice and to like ditch Rex because he's bringing out the worst on her. Because the two of them together, maybe they're nice.
Okay, gotta cut you off, Kerry.
She's there. She's here. We've got Nicole. I'm really
we
sorry, Kerry.
Off.
Have a good night. See you later.
Bye. This week, it's all been about the housemates showing their true colours, particularly the boys. The more vocal housemates aren't holding back. Is this a good idea 2 weeks before the grand final? I don't know, but it makes for good ruddy telly.
It does.
Big Brother is listening.
Mikey must have said, I'm very angry.
I don't know if I want to listen to her moan for another week if she stays.
Mikey. Oh, shut up, Mikey.
Shut up, Mikey.
It's going to spend a minute with me, mate, before I just lose the rag with you.
I'm sick and tired of rowing with Sarah all the time over.
You said earlier that you and Sarah were rowing over. Can you explain that to Big Brother?
I love when you repeat what I say.
You all try and do the same task. You don't have to add in your little crappy comments. Doesn't help anyone.
Shut up!
Bye.
Right.
You're an idiot.
I've never criticised you ever, Mikey.
Right, just shut up.
Yeah. You're being a little f***ing...
No, that's because you've been an absolute tosser.
Let's get into the same position.
I'm stuck
facing
up.
Towards me.
That was, I told you you were stuck up at 6 o'clock.
Don't know. It's just the way people act, man. It's just unreal.
Act? Like, how have I acted wrongly? Tell me.
You are the biggest idiot
Mo,
I think I know.
What are you doing?
What is your problem?
We're going to fail. We're going to fail. We're going to fail the toss.
Woo!
Big Brother.
Count to 10.
Sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile. Text Big Brother's Big Ears. 831-88. Start your text with the word ears, followed by your message.
Whoa, we got Nicole on the line.
Ah.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you, my love? You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you.
You're speaking to Sam and Gemma on Big Ears. This is the radio show for Big Brother, and we've had lots and lots of callers and questions. And you know what? I know it's been hard for you and there's been a big vote, but it looked quite hardcore when you came out. Was it really, really hard to coming out to
win? Yeah, it wasn't very nice. But it's fine. I was sort of, well, I wasn't expecting that bad, but I wasn't expecting cheers, so.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Have you had a cry yet?
No, not yet.
Good
brave girl. I'm the tiger.
I thought it was going to come any minute when Davina was grilling you.
Yeah, it was not very nice. Never mind, just got to stay strong.
Yeah.
And then what was it like watching back, like, some of your arguments with Rick?
Oh, it was hideous. It was really cringe and not very nice, but it was so hard for me in that house, like, to have so much on my chest that I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. It was, like, on my mind the whole time, like, all the stories and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, him doubting me when, like, actually, it was, like, the other way around. And, like, it's just not nice to hear all those stories and then go in that house and not being able to, like, say, even though he would always be like, oh, you don't do anything for me, or have you cheated on me, when it was never me. And it was just so hard for me to ever be myself in there, because he was, like, always asking me the questions that I was never allowed to answer on the outside world.
Are you angry at him now for treating you like that?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what to believe, because obviously I know the press, they do sort of exaggerate and whatever, make up stories, and anyone can tell a story for money, like... I wouldn't say there's no smoke without fire.
I didn't necessarily mean that. Obviously, you'll be angry. You need to find out, whatever. But are you angry?
I would like to talk to him.
Yeah. Are you angry about how he treated you in the house?
Yeah.
No, because I don't think it was probably me as well. Like, I'm not innocent at all. Like, I wasn't perfect. I was quite miserable in there, but that's because it was just not nice, like, to be in that situation. It was the hardest thing ever to go in there at that time and, like, not anyone being interested in making friends with you, because they'd already got their friends, they already knew who they wanted in the final, and they were just not interested in me whatsoever. Like, I was just a link to Rex. I was never ever known as Nicole, and that was the hardest thing for me, and to be my suitcase to be taken away from me when it was just horrendous. It was absolutely awful.
In some ways, sometimes it wasn't just them not being interested in you, it sometimes seemed like you weren't interested in them and all you were interested in was Rex.
Well, obviously, like, I hadn't seen him for 2 months. Like, I obviously wanted to spend as much time with him, but I obviously knew it was a game, and I knew that I didn't want to take Rex away from the group. Like, there was no way. That was not my aim at all. Like, I hadn't seen him for so long.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was interested, but it was always just small talk, because I knew that there was, like, this barrier the whole time, because they knew I knew stuff about the outside world, and they just wasn't interested. Like, I was so obvious who they wanted in the final, like, their final five, whatever they call it. And it was just, like, I've never felt part of the group, ever. I was just, like, and if I fell out of Rex, I had no one. I was by myself the whole time. Like, I was just so alone, and, like, it was just not nice to be thrown in there, like, in there without my suitcase, being in hell with two people. It was just, it's horrible. But I got over that, and I felt really, I was so proud of myself to get over that, because I'm not exactly the easiest person without my own things.
Do you regret going in the house?
I wouldn't say I'd regret it. Like, it was such an amazing opportunity to be given. But, like, I obviously now hearing that I'm the most hated housemate ever, like, I regret, like, yeah. Obviously, I don't know if that was worth it then, but I don't know. I don't feel like I'd actually done anything wrong. Like, it's just, I just don't know if I deserve that title, but it's just...
Why do you think you got so many votes?
Well, apparently this thing about Mikey, I just really don't understand that. Like, he was so rude to me. Like, his comments were so horrible, and like obviously people sympathize with him, which is fine. Like, I respect him completely. He did actually make me laugh,
yeah.
But he was the one that I watched from the outside, like before I went in. He was completely different, like the way he's perceived, and I thought that was just like he wasn't. He was actually quite nasty, the things he said, and like I knew Rex and him didn't get on, but actually me and Mikey did get on the first week, or I felt anyway.
Do you think that you did have any allies in the house at all? Like, you're saying you first got on with Mikey and then you sort of had a falling out, you know?
Yeah, well, like I got on with Kat as well, first of all, and then I don't know what happened there. Like, they all thought I was like taking Rex away from them, which wasn't my point at all. Like, I was went in there to, I don't know, it was just so hard because I hadn't seen him for so long, so I wanted to spend much time, but I didn't want to alienate him from the group at all. Like, that wasn't my point. I want him to win. Like, there was no way I wanted him to feel like that. And it was just, oh, it was such a hard, I couldn't win anyway, because if I didn't spend time with him, then he would tell me off. And then if I didn't, oh, it was just like, oh, I couldn't win.
I'd have socked him one, Nicole. I'd have got in there and been like, pow, pow, pow.
I was saying, with
your good nail varnish.
Yeah, I would have just gone in and been like, yeah. I've read this and this. See you later.
I did so well, as in not saying anything to anyone about the outside world, because it was so easy for me to like just be like, stuff this up your face. Like, it was so hard for me to put up with like all the stories that I'd had to put up with. Like, even though I didn't think they were true, I had to be so strong about it and think, right, well, he's my boyfriend, I know him, I'm going to trust him and go in there.
Right.
And otherwise, if I really knew that he cheated on me, like, if I knew it 100%, I would have gone in there and made myself look like an idiot. There's no way.
We've just had a really cute little thing in from the forum, actually, from Samantha Allmark in Walsall, saying, Nicole is a nice girl, but I'm glad she's going home because Rex isn't good enough for her. Aww. He always accuses her of her stuff and treats her bad. She can do much better. Big up, Samantha from Walsall.
To be fair, he hasn't come across as the best boyfriend. Forget about what the papers have said.
Yeah.
He hasn't come across as the nicest guy to go out with.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not like the nicest guy, but I'm 19 and he always like expected me to be like Kat. Like, and her husband, like, her staying at home cooking her dinners. I'm not like that. Like, I go to college. Like, there's no way I'm going to do that. And that's I always felt like he said, like, I did nothing for him. If he expects me to stay at home and, like, cook him dinner and things like that, this just was not me. And I was never going to be treated like that.
Show today, Nicole. You know, it's all about the femme. So, you know, girl power.
You need to have
anti-Rex.
You've now got a nice bit of time, hopefully, to have a think, watch some stuff back. Obviously, you can talk to him when he gets out. But, like, be careful about the decisions that you make. Watch some stuff back and, you know one should be just sitting in the house cooking dinner for their husband, whether it's Rex or not.
Yeah, I know. He does do so much for me, like, and I really appreciate it. And that was the thing that hurt me so much, because he said I never appreciated anything that he did for me. And, like, yeah, he can buy me so much, but I don't have that money to buy him things. And I think that's what, like, he sort of wanted me to do, like, and I was never going to be like that. Like, I do so much for him, as in, like, he is a chef. I used to cook him dinner and whatever, like, but that was, like,
all
a
about
nights.
Love and respect, you know?
Yep.
It's all about love. Where's the love gone, Nicole?
Where's the happy house?
Oh, God. Was there anything not happy?
I was going to say, was there anything that you did enjoy? There must have been some classic moments.
Yeah, the task, like the thriller thing, that was so much fun. Like, I really did enjoy that task.
You did a good job.
Like, thanks. And like the mosaic thing, like, I did enjoy the tasks.
Would you ever go back in?
No.
Never, ever, ever.
I would never say never, but no.
So you're not going to do a Mario and propose?
Oh, no way. That is not me.
What do you reckon is next for you, Nicole?
Oh, God, I don't think I have to lock myself away and move countries.
No, it's not going to be that bad.
No. What is it? I'm more hated than Alex, who's...
You're not more hated than Alex. You're not more hated than Alex.
That's what everyone says.
It's been a bad... Yeah, well, it's like percentages and whatever. It's been a bad turn. You were a bit whiny. It wasn't great being there with your boyfriend bickering all the time, but you don't have to lock yourself away.
And at least... another nice message from a text. It's from a non, but it says, I just want to say I think Nicole did well. I don't blame her for not going into B, 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 B one awful lot of people slating her. So, you know, you've got your sympathisers, Nicole. You've got your sympathisers.
Yeah. Okay, well, as long as my mum's left me, I'm not really bothered about
it. It's all good. Well, have a great weekend, Nicole.
Thank
Chill out. And I'll hopefully see you on Tuesday in the studio. Hopefully.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got Jason on the line. Hello, Jason.
Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
We've invited a boy into the girly show. You better represent. What do you reckon about Nicole's eviction this evening?
I'm not happy and not happy that she went. Mm-hmm. I mean, out of the three, no offence, I would have probably evicted. I would have voted her out, but it don't mean that I dislike her. I do like her.
Yeah.
But I would have voted her out of the three people.
You would have voted her out of all of the three people.
I do like her.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you reckon? I'm actually on my way back from the eviction now.
Oh really? Tell us how it was. What was the atmosphere like?
Well, there were a lot of boos, as I'm sure she heard. Mm-hmm.
Like, did anyone throw anything?
There were some cheers. There were some cheers, but they were being blocked out by the boos.
Yeah.
I was actually standing right by the stairs, and I actually saw her. I think she looked at me, but she probably don't remember, even though.
Did you not have an exciting T-shirt or hairstyle for her to remember?
No, not
today. Did you give her a wink? Bet she didn't notice you if you gave her a wink.
No, I was screaming and I was waving. I was cheering her. Aww. And she kind of walked past. But I think she just wanted to get out.
Do you go to the...
I don't think she'd stop and go, oh, wait, that boy, Jason, do you want my number? You know, I think she's a little bit busy, but yeah.
You never know. Do you go to the evictions regularly, Jason?
I've been there for the last 3 weeks. But the last three weeks?
That's pretty full on.
Yeah. That is hardcore. Mm. Have you ever seen any boos like it?
No.
No.
No, I haven't.
That's the most hardcore boos. Oh,
who do you want to win, Jason?
I'd say Lisa.
Lisa to win,
I reckon.
I'm warming to Lisa now.
But the thing is, though, Mario could ruin everything. In a way, it could be really, really good, or it could just be really, really cheesy and cringy and really, really wrong.
That would be brilliant! What are you talking about?
Like, I think she'll like it, but... I don't know. I think she'll like it, but... You know.
Hopefully.
I think it's more publicity thing as well.
I hope so. Of course it is. But hopefully she says yes.
I think he would actually propose to her outside the house, but I think he's doing it in the house.
Yeah.
You know, especially for publicity, you know.
So exciting though. It could be the first ever live wedding in Big Brother.
Well, there was one, but it wasn't a real one.
Hello, aliens.
That's all I can say about Lisa. Thank you very much, Jason.
Bye.
I might see you at one of the evictions.
Get in touch if you want to be part of Big Ears tonight. Here's how to do it.
Hello, this is Bex. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and for mobile phones will be considerably more. That was a big word.
Uh-oh, big Sam's word. Going crazy.
Tonight, Mohammed was put in jail for talking about nominations again.
Dominic. Why didn't those housemates ever learn? I think they've all been caught about talking about nominations at some point or another. Anyway, this time Big Brother had just about enough. Not only have they sent Mohammed to jail, Big Brother won't release him until the other housemates complete a task to free him.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, I reckon they're just going to leave him there forever. Literally forever. Comedian and friend of Big Brother, Nathan A. Thomas, sent us his opinion earlier on.
Big Brother is listening.
Hello, Big Brothers Big Ears. I'm Nathan A. Thomas. The majority of the listeners probably have no idea who I am, but I'll aim to be quite funny, so fingers crossed this is going to be fun. To get Mao out of jail, I would do pretty much whatever it takes. That man is a political prisoner, I think. You know, he was just standing up to the tyrannical regime that is Rex and Nicole. I don't want to blow it out of proportion or offend anyone, but I'd say Mandela-esque is the situation. I think we should stop eating fruit that Rex and Nicole have produced. I think Rex really should be in the house as a punisher. The man is so annoying. They could just have a Rex room. If you're bad, you have to go and have a conversation with Rex. Or worse, play some sort of board game with him, because I imagine he is a nightmare to play a board game with. You'd be, oh, you're breaking the rules. Oh, come on, do it properly. So that would be my punishment. If anyone is going to go up for capital punishment, in my eyes, it should be Rex. Now, I hate to get back to this, but do we really need him on Earth? What good is he doing? I mean, oh, restaurant, great. There are other restaurants. I'll go and eat in a different restaurant. We don't need Rex. Probation. Yeah, well, the concept of probation within the Big Brother house is a tricky one, because probation essentially means you have to stay in your house at certain times, which Mohammed has to do anyway. So I can't see that one working, but it's a nice idea.
Rex, playing a board game with Rex. Would you like to do that anytime?
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine him in Monopoly? He'd just literally be like, if I'm not the dog, I'm not playing. Give me Mayfair, give me Mayfair.
Monopoly annoys me as it is, let alone playing
it. I love Monopoly.
I bet Nicole's thinking, if Nicole ever listens to this podcast, I was about to say, if she's listening right now, she'd be getting hounded by the press. But she must be like, yeah, I remember that Christmas. Rex was awful.
And he did, he stumped off because he couldn't be the dog.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon they're going to stay together?
No. To be honest, I think basically Heat will do a lovely exclusive on like their reconciliation, yeah, and then a month later she'll be off with a footballer.
Anyway, let's
that's a nice thing, Nicole. It's a flattering thing. You can do better, girl.
Enough of Nicole. She's a thing of the past. Yeah. Let's talk about
for the future.
Greedy Mo. We got Rebecca on the line. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hiya. You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, we're okay. It's a girly show tonight, so be as loud and as screaming and hollering as possible. Yeah. It's all good. I hear you're a fan of Mo.
Yep.
Good! Because I do call him greedy, and I do take the mickey out of him a little bit because he does do funny things. But as all the Big Ears listeners know, I've had a fight with Luca Bex about Mo, and I do try and stick up for him. Because
a fisticuff fight or an emotional fight?
We had a
fight.
Bit of a screaming round because I do like to stick up for Mo because I feel like he has been victimised. So what? He farts and he eats a lot. You tell me why you like Mo, Rebecca.
Because eating Mikey's bogey was the coolest thing ever.
Would you have eaten Mikey's burger? Would have you eaten Mikey's?
Maybe not Mikey's.
Exactly.
Mikey's a bit gross.
Would you eat Moe's bogeys?
For something, like a can of cider, probably.
Oh, wow. That is love. You do love Moe.
We had Stuart in the studio the other night, right? We were watching Big Brother together, and he told us about when they did the cake task. Do you remember that, Rebecca? When they had to make the cakes into monuments, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and they made that really awful looking cake, and Mikey's team. Apparently, he just snotted in it the whole way through, and they didn't show it on the TV. It was literally strings of snot from Mikey's nose to the cake he was putting it together. That is gross.
And then Rachel chose that cake.
Exactly.
It's the thing that Mikey does. Like, I find him weird, if I'm honest, but like, where he licks his toes. I'm like, why are you licking it? Put it in your mouth. Just eat it. No one wants to see your tongue.
You sound like cats. You're doing a cat impression.
So, why do I eat your toes?
Rebecca, do you reckon that Mo could win?
Why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
There seems to be doubt in your voice, Rebecca.
Well, okay, maybe not win, because not enough people appreciate his coolness.
Aww. You really, really rate him, don't you? I like it. You think he's a dude for eating a bogey.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. When he did it, Lisa was going, that's jackass.
I wouldn't say jackass, but it's still cool.
And what do you reckon about Nicole's eviction? Good thing, bad thing, good dress, bad dress?
Oh, she definitely had to go.
Yeah.
Her relationship with Rex is really
twisted,
weird.
Yeah.
They bring out the worst in each
definitely.
Other.
Definitely. Good dress, bad dress? Good dress?
Weird. It was like those bits they get on the bottom of curtains all wrapped around her.
She looks good, though.
Thing is, though, she's quite a slender bunny, and I don't think it didn't accentuate that. It made her look a little bit chopped up, I think.
Oh, come on, as if she could look...
No, it wasn't. No, not feeling it.
We're going all girls out.
Says me
out.
In like
going...
a whole 60s weird, like my mum's curtain thing going on this evening. You'd see me on the webcam.
We're getting girls out this evening. Rebecca, who do you reckon? Who do you actually think is going to win?
I don't know. Isn't Mikey the bookie's favourite?
Really? Mikey the snotty?
I heard that. I don't want him to win.
I'm
but...
not sure. This is especially for the Mikey supporters out there. If there's loads, once again,
he stuffed the pickle dead right up my nose.
Yeah, that guy should win 100 grand for sure. Are you going to be sad when Big Brother's over?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It takes up, like, all my time.
What are you going to do?
Exciting comments in on the forum.
Yeah.
We've got Yonder says, Nicole reminds me of a chicken. Nice legs and tasty breasts.
Ooh.
But at the end of the day, she really is foul.
That's a good one.
Oh, Yonder, you crack me up every time.
Any more crackers?
BB Bunny says, I'm so glad that Nicole is gone. She deserved every single boo tonight. She was a nasty piece of work in the house, and her age is no excuse. I think that's actually quite a relevant comment, BB Bunny. 19, but you're not 12. You are, you know, a grown woman. Now, Rex is going to be busy building the bridges that Nicole burnt for him.
Uh-oh.
Interesting words, BB Bunny.
Did you see his smile?
I know.
That was horrible.
It's like, oh, it was... Nicole, you are evicted. And his little smirk and his, like, covered his mouth. I'm like, you're a sneaky piece of work, Rex.
Sam, can I just ask you, if you're, like, the coolest DJ ever...
Yes.
When do you get time to watch Big Brother?
Well, this is quite a valid point, Gemma. However, being a super cool DJ...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I wake up quite late, and as a result, I do have E4.
Yeah.
So I can just watch in the middle of the afternoon, you know, while I have my toast and I have my tea.
Okay.
And also, when I come in late at night, it's quite interesting.
It's just always
a
there.
Little bit, you know, a little bit drunk and just turning on and watching them sleep.
Rebecca, do you do that? Hello, she's still there, sorry.
No, I don't
we went off on a tangent, but do you watch it all the time?
I don't watch it live. It gets kind of boring, I think.
But it's quite hypnotic.
If you're coming in late at night.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling tonight, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Please call again.
Bye.
It's always good to have a most supporter in town.
Keep your comments coming. Here's how to do it.
Hi, I'm Steph. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from BT Landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
Not Ian Lee, Sam Hall, but it doesn't matter anyway. We're all big brothered out. That's what I mean. I'm like,
no.
It's turning me wild.
It's
like,
it's almost the end, Gemma.
It's nearly the end. I just don't know what to think anymore. I don't know who I like. I don't know who I don't like. I'm thinking about that old school Big Brother. Remember, I told you, Alex, spitting in faces, love triangles. It's all too much. All this week, the lovely Ricky and Melvin have been hosting Big Brother's Big Mouth. We caught up with them. I really fancy Ricky. I did say that earlier, but Ricky, anyway, I hope my boyfriend's not listening. We got their opinion on the Big Brother rumours.
Big Brother is listening.
Hello, Big Brothers, Big Ears. I'm Ricky Hayward-Williams.
And I'm Melvin, and we're from Kiss Breakfast.
Absolutely.
My favourite rumour has to be that Nicole... has been cheating outside the Big Brother house with Rex, with someone else outside the house, which is why when all the whole question answering from Rex came about, she got a little bit funny about it. And I actually believe that rumour.
So you reckon that's why they're kind of like got that tug of war, love tug of war thing going on in the house?
Yes, I think they've got to be the worst couple in the world. They need to take tips from the Huxtables. They were a good couple.
My favourite rumour is that Nicole and Rex aren't actually a couple, and that Steph, former housemate Steph, is actually Rex's real girlfriend. Darnell, I think I would like to win now, because he's been on a good journey. We've seen his ups, we've seen his downs. He got blown out by Sarah Foligno, and I think he's quite cool. I like his white hair and his white eyebrows and eyelashes.
I like her. I still like Rachel, man. She's just a really nice girl. That's what someone you could take home to mum, say, Mum, this is Rachel. She'll tell you about grapes and the shizzle.
You just like it because she's got a nice bum. That's why you like Rachel.
You know me so well, Ricky.
I think Darnell and Sarah's relationship is very one-sided. I think Darnell is absolutely in love with her, which is why he's so frustrated and gets so angry with her. And I think Sarah just likes him as a friend, but she doesn't like him like that, in that way.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Ricky. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, obviously, she's waiting for me on the outside.
Yep. More cinema trips.
I love Ricky and Melvin, and they're from Kiss Breakfast, and I'm actually covering their show this week, which is why I'm a bit blabbery, because I've been up at 5 in the morning every single day.
I go to bed at 5 in the morning.
Exactly. It's just all... It's quite crazy. We've kind of swapped jobs, but I'm still doing my other one as well. But it's been really, really fun, and they are really funny. So it's all good. They've been great Big Mouth presenters. We've got more stuff on the forums and online that we're going to read out for you.
Ooh.
Muscle says, Mikey is the most puerile Pernickety.
That's a big word. I don't know what that word means.
I'm not going to read it. No, it's not pernickety. It's not pernickety. It's something. I don't think it's pernicious. Who knows? Get the most pure and biatchy housemate. He's quite revolting. I have to turn sound off now when he is on. He is a bit gross.
And his voice does sound like that.
But Buzz says, at least he does talk his mind and does not go behind people's back. It's true.
On the email, Angela says, I'm sorry, but I've absolutely no sympathy for Nicole. She made her bed and now she can lie in it. 3 exclamation marks, Angela. She's 19, not 6. Well said. Cara D says, why did she go? Mo should have been up for eviction and should have gone. Nicole was lovely and wasn't given a chance. I wanted Nicole to win. Wow, you're in a minority there. Yeah, she's high maintenance, but so what? She's great and should have not gone. And I really liked her dress tonight. I don't agree with you, Cardi.
I'm not sure.
No, it's like, disgusting.
That's why I keep asking it, because I'm not sure. You know when you look and you're like, what?
It wanted to be American Apparel and wasn't succeeding.
It just didn't really work.
No.
Who do you like? Who are your favourite housemates?
Oh, what, my top three?
Yeah, go on.
My top three to win are Kat,
yeah,
Darnell,
yeah,
and Lisa.
Darnell.
She told me about that cookie love.
Yeah.
She told me about that cookie love.
I'm going to remix it.
You just remixed the Kooks. Would you include this in your Kooks remix?
No, because I don't think Luke from the Kooks would be very happy with a little Darnell loop.
She told me about that cookie love.
You need to break Darnell into the scene.
Well, maybe we can get in touch with him and we'll make like a top 10 amazing smash hit.
Yes!
I'm actually quite game for that.
Oh my gosh, let's hook it up on Big Ears. What about this?
Usa!
That's a weird
what?
One.
What?
That's Kat saying bizarre.
Oh no, I don't like that.
Not down with that one.
Any more
yeah!
Oh my god, do it again!
Oh my god.
Cookie power! Yeah, okay.
Cookie power! We've got our own remix going on. That's when everybody's just gone, okay, this radio show's going a bit too much. I was just chilling out, listening to some callers, and then they start remixing on the spot.
Cookie power! That's a good one.
Here he is! That's one of my favorites. Still want her to win?
Yeah! Cookie power.
Okay.
My God.
She's so we've like heard it here. DJ Goldie Rocks is going to produce a track specially from BB9, mm-hmm. All the best bits, and I'm going to hook her up with Darnell. Because she was talking about how he might be blonde all over earlier on.
Move on, Gemma. Move on. You've gone too far.
When I got Daisy on the show, I got her to admit that she would snog Darnell.
Oh, no. God.
Why not?
I like dark men.
Okay. As in, like, dark hair?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. She's not into it.
Not into my blondes.
Okay, fair enough.
Good afternoon to you.
Just thought I'd throw it out there. Good evening to you. Right, we're nearly at the end of the show. Oh. There's just enough time to hear from Ashleen Morgan Wallace. Do you remember Ashleen?
Oh, God.
Yeah, we all remember Ashleen. Ashleen finished 3rd place 2 years ago, but was also the highest placing female contestant in that series. Who better to tell us about those final 2 weeks living inside the most watched house in the world?
Big Brother is listening.
Hi, I'm Ashleen from BB7, the best one ever. The final last few weeks in the house were really stressful for me. They weren't fun and games anymore. They were quite traumatic. Say it as it is, and that's how it was. It was traumatic because you get paranoid. You get ultra, ultra, ultra paranoid, and you think everyone's judging you, and your world is going to be doomed when you get out, and you're not going to get a job, and everything's just going to go to pot. I think if people have got a game plan in the house, they keep their game quite steady throughout, but the closer that you get to the final, you do see them trying to play up to the cameras more or accentuate parts of their personality that they think the public would like. People say that Darnell's got a game plan. I don't think he has, because if he did, he'd keep his mouth shut. But he just keeps blabbing on and on and on about what he's done wrong and what's going to happen to him now, and he'll probably get kicked out, and he wants to stay in the final and he wants to be liked. Like, he's so honest, he wears his heart on his sleeve.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
I like Ashleen, actually.
Yeah.
Remembering back, she's pretty cool.
No, she's all right. We've got time for one more caller tonight.
We've got Bradley on the line. Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
Hello.
You haven't been scared off by the screaming girls.
I'll try to cope. But I want to stick up for women tonight.
Yeah.
I want to say I am disgusted this year.
Go on.
With the level of chauvinism that the male housemates have been treating the women in that house. Even tonight's show, you saw Mo sort of trying to make out like, oh, yeah, I'll go out with Sarah, but, I'll do her.
Banger.
I think the word was bang. I couldn't believe that.
I was trying to be polite.
Yeah.
It's just like Dale, everybody loves the sweet boy now. He didn't want to nail it.
Because he can't get who he wants, he did it with Bex, he's doing it with Sarah now. If he doesn't succeed, he starts attacking them.
Yeah.
You've had people sort of accusing Sarah of being a stop out, and they're giving each other high fives. Maisine was boring because she wouldn't get into a bikini.
Yeah.
That was Del and Stuart attacking her, even though they don't like women being
attacked. And Belinda was out straight away just because she wasn't the typical attractive woman.
Treat women. I mean, Sarah, the worst criticism is she's a bit flirty.
Yeah.
You know, so what? Men have been flirty in there. Yeah. But that's allowable. But she's treated as if she's a slut.
Oh, I don't know. And, Donald as well, he's just like, I'm not in a relationship with her. Make her cry? She can just tell me to, and I'm like, no, if someone's mean to you, then you'll be upset. It doesn't matter whether you're in a relationship with them or not. It's about just being polite. It's about manners, Gemma.
He's in a relationship. He's also said he's not in a relationship. Yeah. Then he's in the most important person in his life on the outside. Then he's never had a girlfriend. What version are we meant to believe with him?
Do you know what I think was interesting about that? It was almost as though the Nicole, as I was about to call it, that's a bit of merging, Rex and Nicole situation.
That's a heat front magazine cover.
It felt like it affected him in the way that, that's how you should treat a woman that's in your life, and it's quite fun.
And I was pleased with what you said to Nicole as well.
Yeah, calling her whiny.
I only hope that she gets the subtle messages you were saying.
Good. I mean, I don't
think she does.
I'm not, we're not here. No one that's doing any of the Big Brother shows are here to rinse any of the evicted housemates, because you can always see when they come out, it is hard for them.
Yeah.
And you can...
Oh, no, I feel sympathy for her. I was referring to what you were talking about
when leaving Rex. I didn't think anything else, but I was just saying...
Some of the stuff he says to her...
But it's just so difficult when you've been slated... You kind of form an opinion on someone, and then they come out, and then you see it in a different light, and it's true. She needs to get rid of Rex, mate.
Yeah.
She needs to do some thinking.
She needs to grow up a lot, but while she's with him, she's not going to...
I don't think...
He's very, very controlling.
Everyone's expecting them to break up, but I don't think they will.
I don't think they will, because she relies on him too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the
and
text...
And that controllingness. It saves her from being... having responsibility.
Yeah, for her own thoughts and actions. You know, whether they're going to stay together or not, on the text... Got through from an anon, but how long before Nicole is dating Andy Cole? That's a
that would be
cruel.
A good one.
I hope she does. Can't be any worse.
Oh, God.
Well, thank you so much for your comments tonight, Bradley. It's good to spin things
tonight
up a bit.
Even if it is all women.
Yeah. Give me five, Sam. So we haven't got much time left tonight. Just long enough to ask Sam, a.k.a. DJ Goldie Rocks, who's going to mix the BB9 track, I've decided. Who is going to win Big Brother?
Cat.
Yep.
That's my...
Cookie
That's all we've got time for. Thanks to Ashleen, Nathan, Ricky and Melvin.
Yeah, thank you.
Evicted housemate Nicole and, of course, you for listening. Also, thanks to everyone who got in touch tonight. Join us on Tuesday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth, when tonight's evicted housemate Nicole will be live in the studio.
I just don't know what to do. I'm in a predicament. I kind of slated Nicole, and then she's going to come in and she's all forlorn and going to be wrecked by press.
I think you should bring
her, be on her side.
Chocolate and cookies and offer her
cookie
love.
Power.
Cookie power.
Okay, it's going to be an interesting one, and it's getting so close to the end. Who's going to win? It's just going wild.
Cat. We're here. Cat to win.
I just don't know what to think anymore. Mikey might win. The snot guy might win.
If he wins, I throw in my Big Brother towel.
It's been hectic, and it's just going to get more hectic. We've been here every Tuesday and Friday night for all things Big Brother. If you haven't done it already, then do it right now. Subscribe to the Big Ears podcast via iTunes or this very website. Mm-hmm. For now, get your telly on the way that DJ Goldilocks does, but she's always drunk.
Every Friday night.
And you can watch Big Brother live through the night. See you later.
Bye.
Whoa, that was high.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.